Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Pe'el Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, and the very last Mishnah in the Masechta, that's Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnayos are being learned by Chosrub Shlomo Zalman of Zugasa Marosiyat of Cholyat Zechalotzeim. They should be gebench with us, Sachat Tzlach and Siyat Ishmael, Harnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And Mishnah Ches tells us, Mishi Yesh L'Masayim Zuz, someone that has 200 Zuz to their name, Lo Yita Lekat Shecho Pe'el Meiser Ani, he's not allowed to take Lekat Shecho Pe'el Meiser Ani, meaning he is not allowed to take Matnus Anim, that's because he's not considered an Ani. 200 Zuz was enough to support a person for a year. If he has enough money to support himself for a year, he's not allowed to take Matnus Anim. But let's say Yehoyle Masayim Chaser Dinar, he has 200 minus 1 dinar, he has 199, he's almost there. Afilu Elef Nais Malay Ka'achas, even if they're going to give him 1,000 zuz at once, Harei Zayital, he's allowed to take it. That's because he's under the mark, he hasn't made the cut yet, and therefore he's allowed to take Matnus Anim. It doesn't make a difference how much they're going to be giving him at once, even though it's going to bump him way higher than that 200 mark, he's still allowed to take it. Now the Mishnah is going to address how we can assess his finances, how much money he actually has. Let's say he owes money to Baal Chayv, he has a certain amount of money designated to a person that he owes money to, or he owes money for his wife's ksuba, he's allowed to take matnus anim, even though he has 200 zuz in the bank, since some of that is for his wife's ksuba or some of that is for his baal chayv, it's not considered like he has 200 zuz. And also, ein mechayv nois limkar is based of his klei tashmishai, we don't make him sell his house or that which he has in his house is klei tashmishai, that which he's using in his house in order to get to 200. Let's say he has 190 zuz, and all he would have to do is sell one of his pillows in order to get 200 zuz, we don't tell him, go sell your pillow, buddy, we're not going to give you tzedakah, we don't make him sell that which he has. He doesn't have to sell his house if he has less than 200, so then we're going to give him tzedakah. And now moving on to Mishnah Tes. Mishi Yesh Lechamishim Zuz. Let's say someone has only 50 Zuz, but who knows him and knows him, he does business with them. He has business dealings and he wheels and deals with that 50 Zuz. Harei Lo Yitol, he's not allowed to take tzedakah. 50 Zuz that he's doing business with is as valuable as 200 Zuz sitting in a bank. That's because all the business he's going to be able to do with this 50 Zuz is going to be able to support him for a year. Now the Mishnah moves on to talk about someone taking tzedakah in general. Someone that does not need to take tzedakah, but he takes anyway, he's not going to leave this world until he really needs people. Right now he's taking tzedakah, but he doesn't need to. Hashem's going to make it later on in his life that he will in truth really need to take tzedakah. And someone who needs to take tzedakah, he's at the level that he's able to take, but he doesn't take. He's very careful with his budgeting, he works really, really hard, he's mistopic b'mod, he doesn't buy fancy things and fancy clothing and fancy food, he makes sure that he only lives within his budget, and he doesn't take tzedakah, he's not going to die in his old age, until he's helping other people with his own money, Hashem is going to make him wealthy. Hashem is going to give him the ability to support other people. For all of Akasav Omer, and the Pasuk says about this person, Baruch HaGever Shivtach B'Hashem, blessed is the one that trusts in Hashem, V'hoya Hashem Iftacha, and Hashem is his source of trust. When he trusts in Hashem and not in other people, Hashem is going to take care of him. And V'chein Dayan Shedon Din Emes Lamitoy, also a judge who judges a proper judgment, we can apply this Pasuk to him. This judge shows he's not afraid to give a correct Pasuk. It doesn't make a difference who he's judging against or who he's judging for. He doesn't twist it one way or another because the person who he's up against is wealthy or they're poor, he's trying to help them out. He does exactly what the Torah asks of him. He judges a proper judgment. The Pasuk of Baruch HaGever Shivtach B'Hashem is said about this judge as well. And in a similar vein, the Mishnah says, V'chomi she'enu lo'y chigir v'lo'y sum v'lo'y pisach, someone who's not lame, he's not blind, he's not a cripple, but v'oysa atzmai kachad mehem, he pretends like he is. He makes himself like that so that people should nebuch him and give him tzedakah. Eina meis min hazikna, he's not going to die in his old age, atchu kachad mehem, until he really turns into one of them, he's going to turn into someone who's blind or crippled. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, you should chase after tzedek, chase after righteousness. And v'chol dayan shalakech shoychad, any judge that takes bribes, umates hadin, and he twists the judgment because of this bribe that he took, eina meis min hazikna ad she'ein of chaos, he's not going to die in his old age until his eyes become dimmed, he's going to become blind. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, v'shoychad loisikach, don't take bribes, kach shoychad, because bribes, ya'aver pikchem, they blind the eyes of those that can see. Hajanolach mesechas peya, mazal for finishing this mesecha together, we should be zechah to finish all of Shisha Sidra mission together. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with a brand new mesecha, mesechas demai, tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.